Staying with my doctor she was staying with my daughter.
Regina.
Yeah. Maybe she. I don't know week. hear his voice.
Mumford is the minister, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Kalinick is what? What do you call him? Does he have a title? A catechist or a lay reader or what?
The last one you said, read?
Lay reader?
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Erastus must be that, because he's relevant to Tom Kalinick.
Tom Kalinick is also a minister. Uh-huh.
That's what we call him, you know, the Eskimo, that's what Bishop Moss called him too.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where did he get his training?
Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Ever since I could remember, the first time I see how he could read those hymn books of theirs, when I first come from Alaska, you know?
Yeah.
We always we got my minister over there at demarcation point. My first husband do the reading in English. And when I get around on Christmas holidays, like in New Year's, then what I could explain in Eskimo, I talk. Like interpreter, you know, like I do interpreter. But it's more easier for me to read in a Bible to translate in Eskimo.
From English to Eskimo?
I mean, from the Bible.
Yeah.
I could read it in Eskimo better than like this Reverend Morton, you know, those Reverend Moffat.
Oh, I see.
But
I
could read in Eskimo.
Mm-hmm.
From the Bible reading it.
Mm-hmm.
That way.
And you read to the people?
Mm-hmm.
In church?
No. At home.
I saw
here. At Christmas and New Year's, between Christmas. But we always have kind of evening service too at Wednesday.
When is
it? Wednesday.
Wednesday?
No, at our place down there at the Marcus and Point. There's no minister around.
How about in Inuvik? Is there do people meet in somebody's house?
Not now. Reverend Morton always make us go around in another certain place to take a Bible class, something like that.
Yeah.
But we never go around since after Reverend Morton.
No prayer meetings in somebody's house?
No.
How about children? Where do they learn?
most people from the, they always have all kinds of teachers, you know. And there's one church, one teacher teaching them in, at the church, Paris Hall. They always be there.
Who is the teacher?
I don't know, I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
Longford? No, I used to heard this ladies take part, you know.
White ladies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have, last year when Reverend Morton was in, we used to have two schoolgirls, natives,
mm-hmm.
from Cambridge Bay.
Yes.
Or Carpe Manuel, they used to, the oldest did set school for Eskimo service
mm-hmm.
kids.
When did these kids go? Was it on Sunday or middle of the week?
Who?
The kids that go to Sunday school, what day do they go? On Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday, but not now with Eskimo service. I don't know why these two girls quit Sunday
uh-huh.
school.
Is there any Sunday school now for the kids?
No, not on, but in the morning, the Sunday school, they're at the service.
Mm-hmm.
And after 1 o'clock, there's like, pick kids, you know, like
mm-hmm.
they always have Sunday school too.
Mm-hmm. Do any of your grandchildren go to the Sunday school yet?
Yes, those kids at the hostel.
Your grandchildren
mm-hmm.
at the hostel? And from town?
No, they don't go. They won't, they won't take part of their parents, you know, those little. I try to take that little oldest one, you know, Mariah.
James
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, she can't leave her daddy or mom. She's hard to, you know, the kids. They didn't know me like the oldest kids.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And Emma's children, do they go to Sunday school?
But I heard she, last winter, after Christmas, they moved on to that. How to call it? Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Yeah. Those two boys, twins.
Charlie and
Jimmy. And those two, they always, when they have Sunday school with them two, Lily and that little boy, yeah, son, are always go to Sunday school.
At which church?
At Paris Hall, the adult church. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Last year,
mm-hmm.
after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
While them two girls were running there.
Oh, I see. But not now.
Mm, but not now.
I heard, yeah.
One lady used to be a teacher too, but maybe she's gone, I don't know.
Yeah.
For Eskimo service. Eskimo
mm-hmm.
kids. Teacher, Sunday school teacher used to be there once too,
mm-hmm.
after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
She's not there.
No.
I heard a number of children go to, even though their parents are not Pentecostal, they send the children to the Pentecostal Bible Club.
Oh.
Do you know anything about that?
No.
No.
No. That's all my daughter told me, that they always go to Sunday school. I ask her, where some boys, they never come around for Sunday school. She told me that went down to the other Pentecostal Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
It doesn't matter to me, as long as they try to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the kinds of things to which children are punished that you can remember from your own childhood, perhaps? What are the sort of things your mother would get angry with you about, and also with your own children, and maybe with your grandchildren?
Well, my own part. They're never angry with me much when I handle my own kids. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
But one time, Dora that died at the hospital over there,
mm-hmm.
and they were together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was taking a bath in a washed up light, you know, you have no. But that Emma, she's older than Emma, that my daughter that was taking a bath, and she was trying to make fun of her, just take the curtain off like that and let it go again. And her daddy, Dor Emman, leave her alone. I was out, me and my oldest daughter were she is hunting ptarmigan.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at my snares at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was telling her not leave her alone. And she was just laughing away and take the curtain up and let it go. And finally she got spanked by her daddy. First time I ever noticed she spanked her.
How old was Emma?
No, she was quite old, about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, how big she is, she got 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And how about
she, afterward, I never even spanked my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time when the people come from their places to our place to get to buy some grub or anything like that, dry goods or anything, they always seem to do what the other kids want to be doing too, because we brought them where there's nobody around, mostly, except Christmas and like New Year's and things like that. And in the summer when the ship comes, you always have people around.
Yeah.
Mm. As they're getting older, they seem to try and to ask the other kids too, but we never spanked them the story, which is right or so.
You don't tell them there's
no. Oh, we told them not to do this and that in their mind.
Yeah, well, what kind of things do you tell them not to do?
I mean, when they start a fight or anything like that, or argue or something like that, and get into fight like that, those boys, my oldest boy and those Edward Ayres boys, and the Cayudas boys, when they get along together, they want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we always stop. I mean, their daddy always stopped them. Yeah, I can. Whatever I told them, half of them, they don't mind me. Because once in a while, I always holler to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they never pay any attention to me much. Those kids so much. But they're scared of their daddy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why are they scared of their
because daddy? Because he never talked to them much, so that's why, I guess, yeah.
He never talked to them?
Yeah, I mean, he talked to them in a way, but when they want to be silly like, but he never tries to tell them anything. I'm the only one that always trying to stop them from doing those silly things like try to fight the other kid, or as long as when they learn, they seem to be going at it like that. So I'm the only one that always trying to stop them and holler at them once in a while. But he don't.
Mm-hmm.
But when they grow a little bit older, like around 15 or 16, 17, they always tell. They're really scared.
Mm-hmm. And girls?
Yeah, same with the girls too.
What kind of things do you have to talk to the girls about?
Well, the girls, when I talk to them, don't follow them boys, your girl. Don't pay any attention to them boys when they started to fight, or keep away from them. That's the only way I told my girls.
Mm-hmm.
And just the others. Anyway, they got no much to do with the boys. The girls always do their own playing crown and everything like that. They got not much with the boys. Every once in a while, the boys always want to bother them, all right, but...
How old would the girls be at this age, when you have to tell them to stay away?
Oh, around 7, 8,
mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm. And when they're younger, smaller than that, do you have to talk to them about some things? when they're babies and 3, 4?
Well, yes. When you, they always, when they ask, they're just like my granddaughters now, huh?
That's
it? Yeah, I mean, that size.
Yeah.
That they always seem to want to follow the oldest girls the way they do, and I always tell them, girls, just because you're silly, my daughter, the youngest sister want to be silly that way, you shouldn't do that.
I mean,
teasing other kids and something like that too.
Mm-hmm.
They always seem to. Of course, they were brought up by their uncles and aunties too. At that, my oldest daughter was mostly brought up by those their uncle. Aunties.
You mean that they didn't live with you?
No, he lived with me, but she never stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Which daughter was this?
My oldest daughter, when she was about six years old.
And what's her name?
Laura. Mm-hmm. Laura Kaniana, my oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed with her grandma, and she didn't care for her grandma, but she liked her grandpa.
Oh.
Mm. Because when she was small, when she was about 3 years old, he always want her to stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
When her daddy went to trap line with dog team in the morning, he just took it over to their house. It's not very far. It's more close to the hospital, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own house. That's the time he stayed with his grandpa all the time. Till he come back and took her home in the evening. But for bad weather, like, I don't like to let her go, but one time she went herself.
How old was she?
She was about 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She never had a sister till she was 3 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The baby was just standing up, you know, can't hardly walk, the second baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to let her sleep at after dinner. And I thought, she told me that the man can bring some wood in. She said that, and she ran away.
What did you do?
I can't do nothing to her, because I just told her, polar bear might catch you, and if you run away again like that, I'll just keep watching her stay out, and just keep watching her till she go in the house.
You knew she was going.
Yeah, away. I know she'd go over there, because her daddy left her before she could dress up even in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the Emma Aries kids, they don't go far from the house.
No, they're not trained like that. But first time I see them go around houses, like,
yeah.
You surprised me, one of the twins was here the first time when I come over here. They never even visit me when I get close to, without their mom, they can visit me.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised when I see them right there, Sunny and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. And other children in the movie, do they visit?
Yes. You get all kinds of kids visitors, like those kids that Mary Islami's kitten over there.
Mm-hmm. They come to your house?
Mm.
Would they go very far?
No, I don't. But those, my son boys, they go far, they visit the wrong place.
Who's Stanley's?
Stanley's.
Where's his house?
Huh?
Where's Stanley's house?
Way down there,
mm-hmm.
someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter Joe's house?
Yeah.
No, it's on the on the last road that
Yeah.
Answers
Yeah.
down there.
How old is he?
Standard?
Yeah.
Still around 5 and 6. They ain't go to school yet, you know?
Yeah.
From 5. The youngest, maybe the 6 when he's old enough to go to school, but I don't know, they're never sent to school.
Mm-hmm.
They have kindergarten, I guess, before, and when it's cold weather come, they don't let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go. I don't know.
The kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Don't know why. But they can visit around, you know, like to their grandma, other grandma, to me, and I have to give them 15 cents or something this winter before it's good, too dark to buy little candy from Simla and go home. That's the only way I can send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give them a little something.
Mm-hmm.
See them. One time I have to tell your parents, why do late at night that oldest boy John?
How old is he?
About 6, I guess, I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, he's not in school yet.
Mm-hmm.
Late at night, around 11 o'clock after Shiree, there he, somebody knock on the who's that? Never answer, so I open the door, there he is. Where you been all that time? I ask him. Staying with my grandma. You staying up there all together? You sleeping up there too? No. Well, why you stick around in that, about this time in the night? Police might catch you. Then he told me to, and I told him to go home and give him milk and bread first and send him home. But it
was it wintertime?
Yeah, that's after Christmas, right after Christmas. It was cold and too. And I talked to their parents and I said, if you do, guys, ever miss John in the evening, why don't you look for him? He likely get run over by truck or car or anything like that if you didn't watch him cook. Why? Before they know it, they say, y'all is run off. They don't. They don't treat him because he was brought up by his grandma up there. Don't see why they look after him like the other kids. That's what I can understand, these people around here.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody else was look after him.
Yeah.
And when he go back to his bed, I got him this way, or her.
Mm-hmm.
These tell the people are right away, some people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept one of the twins there, he was quite old. I mean,
one of the
little bit 3 years old maybe, but small, you know. Yeah, little Jimmy.
Yeah.
I kept him right now if he wasn't one of the twins. You know what? My mom always told me at Point Barrow, 1926, I was there. I was going to have baby with her, Jean.
Yeah.
And what you call it, one of the ladies got twins, you know, down there.
Mm-hmm.
While I was way before me, just maybe February or something like that. She got twins. They want to keep the other one of the, but she haven't got much family to that lady. My mom told her, why you want to keep that other twin away for? you might as well bought them a boat. That'd be cute and happy and don't have that. And no other guy, other lady wanted. And for long after we come up, I heard one of the twins died. And the one that, the fellow that adopted died. I got a letter from my sister. My mom, she told me, my mom was right. She doesn't want them twins spotted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real relative, but it's my great mother's, I guess, that their mother that got twins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's a real relative, but seems to me my mom kind of some kind of a relative too.
And Emma wanted to give one of the twins to you?
No. She would say both of the mother and Charlie went out from the hospital while I was at Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
They went out from the hospital, both of them. So I went down there. They were staying down there at the tent. We were working, her husband was working. And Dora could look after the babies, could,
mm-hmm.
even though she was in school. And I went down there and talked to her. And if she could handle those two twins right now, of course I would. But if you could handle them, if you could look after them, good. I'm not going to take Billy away from the other kid. I mean the other, because they know each other, you know, so well at the hospital when they both stay in the hospital.
The babies.
Yeah, the babies. They're lively. They got one bed, but when the other little guy go to sleep, they put one of them the other bed.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're up,
mm-hmm.
they stay together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting big.
Mm-hmm.
They could walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I took little Jimmy out from the hospital after Christmas. It's ready to go out. I don't want other people to, like, I was grandmother, you know.
Yes.
I just want to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
For why?
Mm-hmm.
After mother and other child who not from the hospital.
Oh, Emma was in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. She was in the hospital too.
Mm-hmm. With both children?
Yeah, both children.
Mm-hmm.
She was home then before and she was checking up, you know. And those two are in the hospital too, she said.
Mm-hmm. Were the children sick too?
They're not sick, but most, what's called it, they have trouble with their skin, that's all.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right now, same thing yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, they always break out in the fall and in the spring. And
is that just Emma's kids, other kids too?
Other kids, no.
Yeah, just Emma's?
That's them too.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what happens?
I don't know. That's what I'm getting through this winter, you know,
mm-hmm.
on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Good, huh? Something like, what you call it, eczema or something.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of rash, you know, itchy.
Yeah.
One of the kids, my daughter's too, she's got the same thing.
Working
better, huh? Mm-hmm. But when I'm getting over, why do I want to get them? I said, I can't understand that. Just because I want to be my like my grandchildren, I guess. Although I never handled them much myself. I told the doctor, if it catches because my grandchildren always have it that way. It's not that easy.
He didn't say what
it is. It's the chef from washing too much. No.
Children?
Yeah, I guess. On the children. But when I get my little kid, he's not that as tough, you know. Mm-hmm. At the time when I took it, the doctor gave me baby oil and everything, not to take him bath or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me to they bath him in a washed up or even with wet. He told me not to. But with his face never could, you know,
mm-hmm.
like something behind the legs and the soft.
Yeah.
I always wash it with face towel and wash towel.
Mm.
But I never been, they give me baby oil for cleaning up him.
Do you think young mothers today treat the children the same way you do when they punish them or tell them to do things?
Of course. Same with my daughter too, you know.
Yeah.
She always punish them or whatever.
She what?
She always punish them when they do what she tell them not to do and this and that.
Well, how does she punish them?
Spank them, my friend. But she don't hardly spank them to herself. That's the oldest brother and sister do all the spanking, I guess. Of course, she never told me she spanked them, really.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things does she punish them for? What do they do when she punishes them? What makes her mad?
Well, that's when they try to mock him with a matches or anything like that.
Yeah.
Not to mock him with a matches or anything like that. She always get mad about. That's all I know. Because last summer, their little pug house, I mean the little house for keeping their stuffing, catch fire.
Oh.
Then she told him not to do it again, so she was really scared that the lab would burn some of the kids. That was the, you know, Rosie Albert?
Yeah.
The little adopted son is the one that let that catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Playing with matches and cigarettes. Tried to smoke with one of the twins.
Oh.
He got cigarettes and matches and everything.
How old is he?
This, he's in school. It's about 7, 8 years old, maybe. I don't know how old he is, but anyway, I guess he's older than two.
Mm-hmm.
Or younger, one of them twins, I don't know. But he's bigger.
Mm-hmm. Was he punished for that?
I don't know. I never. They kind of move. My daughter always tell me, I have to watch my stuff good. He liable to burn my house or something like that. They were outside. They were staying outside the next door.
Yeah.
Last winter. I mean, year before.
Yeah.
And
next door to your daughter?
I mean, yeah, next door to my daughter's house. That's Rosa Albert is staying there.
Yeah.
They always play together, them kids.
The twins?
Mm-hmm. I mean, all the kids.
Yeah.
Her oldest boy and rest of the boys.
Yeah.
They always play together. They find that boy. Well, my daughter go to the store, you know. Emma did told her to come in and have a cup of tea or something like that. There the fire sirens status.
When you talk about the daughter, you mean Emma Aaron? Yeah. Yeah.
And they had already, he could see the smoke right towards her house. I thought the house was burning, she said.
She was in Emma's house?
Having a cup of tea, but she never touched it hardly. She went out and went over to her house, there the little warehouse of theirs was burning.
Did she say anything to her children?
No, that she said to them all right, that she couldn't prove it herself, but that one of the twins said that, I forget his name, that boy, Rose's adopted boy. He took, he's the biggest one, you know, took that, got a wood lock to drive it up, and he drive it up with a wood and go in and told them, one of the twins, to go in and take a smoke. So he lit a cigarette, there he puffed it and left that little other boy, one of the, maybe Jimmy, not Jimmy, the other Charles maybe. And he must have threw his match away without putting it out. And they never noticed, never, they just went out after they had a smoke. And he never even locked the door. And that morning before Tina, her husband bought some frozen fish too. They had them in there. They were partly roasted. But the house that little house never burnt down altogether, but inside, you know, like clothes, old clothes, and like never much to the damage, but he sure those fish he talk about, and first time he ever that much fish too.
All was spoiled?
The fish were all spoiled.
What did the Harry say anything to the boys?
I don't know. That's all I heard my daughter was talking about that little, Rose's boy that let the fire start. That's all I knew.
Do you know other cases where little boys or little girls have tried to smoke or maybe take a drink or something?
Even big girls like Ellie Gordon, their parents never smoke?
Yeah.
While they were over there, you know, before they move our house, they always pass by there when they go to school in the morning or after dinner. Right there they smoke away and let the other person let the other other girl or something, like other boys, or one cigarette walking all the time.
Do their parents know?
They know.
Do they care?
They know.
Do they mind?
I guess they do. Yeah. Mostly all their kids is smoking, even those two youngest ones hiding. Try to hide, but their parents know.
What do their parents do if they know?
One time when I see Alec Gordon down there, he was packing one tin of tobacco. I just want to ask, what, you start to smoke again, Alec? Oh no, oh no, that's my kids always bother me, want me to bite tobacco. He bites tobacco, you know?
Why does he not smoke?
He used to, they, both of them used to smoke just because of the religion.
The church building.
Quite a few that quit smoking the Pentecostal, they start to smoke again.
They're not supposed to play cards either.
Or play any kind of games, I don't think. places, they don't even go to dance, some of them. Eskimo drum dance.
Of course.
Yes, of course he is. He likes to go to Eskimo dances.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. They don't go on white people dances much, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Do you go to white people dances?
I like to watch them for a while, but not all the time.
Did you hear on the radio today there will be a games night or something at the Legion on Friday? Did you hear it on the radio?
No. Uh-huh. We missed that.
Bingo and
message.
Dancing. And you're supposed to buy tickets in advance, I think, or maybe at the door. It will be on Delta Roundup tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It was this afternoon, but I missed it. I turned on just at the end of it. Could you tell me about adopted children? If somebody adopts a child, how does he, what does he think about the baby and, or the little boy or little girl? How does he treat the little boy or little girl?
Anyway, what I give my, I don't know nothing about the others, but those ladies that adopted babies. But I know mostly what that lady adopted my daughter, and no one that know it, I guess, that, you know, they never get treated like me anyway. She wasn't treated like me. She was really spoiled when she was about 2 years old, but we never see each other regularly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when I, when we gave it to her, she was about 5 months old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was
the daughter's
name?
Ida.
Ida, yeah.
Mm. Ida Jo, right now she is. Her name is Ida Jo.
Yeah.
Ida is Lama Sakodari, they call her.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean spoiled?
I mean, she's not like her other sisters or brothers. She's bossy and she wants to fight.
Ida does.
Mm-hmm. She was about 4 years old. But when he was around 10 years old, that's the time I don't like the way they treat her.
Yeah.
You know, my husband told them about when they started taking.
Yeah.
I'm forcing my wife to let you take that baby in the first place. You don't come and get it when you were just about 3 weeks old. And now I'm forcing my wife to let you have that baby. And when she grew up, you mustn't tell her. That's Mickey and Rosie, that's your own parents.
You must not tell her.
He told them not to tell. We are, I'm his real mother and his real dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really mostly like not to, but told him like that when he's old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But one time, you know, that woman is really cranky. In a way, I always been cranky too, in a way too, but she's worse. Worse than ever when they stay together with her husband. He told her not to tell her that I'm a real mother and real daddy. And she got really mad. She told that Ida, call to Mickey and Rosie, that's your own parents, mom and dad. Go and fight them. She told her that.
How old was Ida?
He was about 9 or 10 years old. She was quite big then. Yeah. Her auntie, that's Naina, that lady, older sister, she's unmarried, you know. She's not married, she's getting old.
Naina who?
Naina. Karina Karnuma.
Mm-hmm.
Her daddy is Krimanak.
Mm-hmm.
You are they always call him Nina. Mm-hmm. It was Nina, I think, because they don't call her her Eskimo name. Nina. Maybe if I think it was. And when her granddad died, she tried to come back. She was about 11 years old. And even then, she was asking her, that Emma. She ran away and come right to us. It was 10 miles away too from their home and us. Between us, it was 10, 15 miles. In the spring, about this time, or a little earlier than that, before it saw out, you know.
Yeah.
Just fine weather. I was up in, up, looking at my snares, Tommy could snares out. While I was up there, there we got visitors. And Patty asked him, even try to teach her anything like that, you know. Just I don't want him to, I don't want her to know me so much. But though I always keep her clothes and something like that, to told her mom, I mean stepmom, to that's from your auntie. She always called me auntie before, and how come you come? So when I said, how come you visit us? She started to cry. But she wouldn't say anything at all. She just cried and cried. Finally, I told them, Laura and Claire, what's wrong with her? When Emma took her out, you know, then I started to talk to them. Just because she got really mad, her mom. She said, you go to Rosie and Mickey. That's your own mom and dad. Something like that. She couldn't believe it all, but she said she couldn't believe to have so many mamas and so many daddies, because she liked her daddy, you know, stepdaddy. He was really daughter could, you know, after she's, when he was out trapping or hunting caribou, that's the only time she's trying to spoil her like that, trying to talk to her about us. And she's, that's why she got mad and told her to go to her little mom and dad. That's why she said to them girls. When my husband came from the mountain, and the oldest boy and the oldest, I mean next to Laura, they always hunting up the river, up the hill. They go and two teams, they always go up there and got some meat and catch meat that they caught in the fall, fish, mountain trout fish. when my husband came back, she was there yet. She told me, he told me that what's wrong with her? Why she come back? I told him everything, what she tell the girls, you know. And she got kind of mad, you know. Why, how come she want to talk to them like that, even how many times I was telling her and the old man not to tell her that it's me and little mama and him and little dad. So, well, you know how she acts all the time. She always gets mad now for something that she shouldn't mad at. She must have really got mad and told her to go. she's old enough to run away, you know, from that.
Mm-hmm.
She's old enough to run 11, 12 years old at that.
Mm-hmm.
She was blowing light and she would have freeze to death.
Did she stay with you?
No. In the spring, he himself,
your husband,
yeah, and took her along with her because he's the only one that cared for her.